Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's take it back a little bit before we look forward. Go back to week four, the loss to the Browns. You guys are coming off back-to-back weeks of giving up over 500 yards of offense. What happened post-game there, and are you surprised, or is this what you expected? You guys went from there, where I think you were 27th in defense, to finishing the league top five in defense.
So after the Browns game, Wink just had everybody together the following Tuesday and just basically said what we all knew, which we weren't upholding our end of the bargain. We weren't performing up to the Ravens' standards. So with that followed a series of moves by Eric DaCosta, which were brilliant, thinking back on it now. I think we have like 9 new defensive players on our roster that we didn't have at that time. So from Josh Bynes to LJ Ford, Marcus Peters was tremendous. Thankfully, we have him long-term now. So, yeah, we got a lot of guys. Jelly, Justin Ellis, if people don't know his name. DeMonte Pecco also. So we got a lot of key guys who we just brought in. And thankfully, and for our system, and thankfully for those guys coming in and gelling with us so quickly, we picked it up. And we're performing like we planned on performing at the beginning of the season. So all credit due to Wink, those guys, and also Eric DaCosta from bringing those guys in.
And, Michael, you guys have won 12 straight games, and just regular season-wise. Now, take the playoffs out of it for a second. Is this the most fun you've had playing football? Because you guys, I'm in the locker room a lot during the week. You guys, and you're focused, obviously, but you guys also feel like you like each other, you're having fun. Has this been the most fun regular season for you?
Oh, without a doubt, man. Anytime you're on that kind of a winning streak, it's almost impossible not to have fun. But we got a cast of characters, man, who keep it light. From Matt Judon to Lamar himself, we got Hollywood. Brandon is a great time. It's always been a great time. But yeah, we got some fresh blood in the locker room, man, and it's been a blast not only to be focused and locked in, but to also have fun while you're doing it. It's very refreshing.
We're talking to Michael Pierce, defensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. You guys take on the Titans Saturday night. I'm curious, you look at a guy like Derrick Henry, he's almost as big as you guys are. How do you go about stopping that guy? He led the NFL in rushing, had 180 yards Saturday against New England.
First and foremost, you got to keep him from going downhill immediately. And that's a job task for our bigger guys like me, like Brandon, like Justin, and DeMonta. So, Chris Wormley will play a big role in that too. So as much as you can, you got to keep that guy, I think he's 6'3", 250, off of your linebackers. He's bigger than our linebackers, definitely bigger than our safeties and corners. So we want to keep him bottled up in between the tackles, which is easier said than done, obviously. But we got to keep him off those edges and keep those guys from having to make a lot of one-on-one tackles, because he wears guys down. And in the fourth quarter, he just gets a full head of steam. And, you know, if he's been running downhill, that'll add up on the DBs really quickly. So we just try to get him out of his rhythm early and keep him between the tackles and keep our guys clean. And hopefully that'll prove to be the winning formula.
How much is you mentioned Pecco and Jelly Ellis. This sounds like a game where all hands on deck in the interior of that line, and those guys have been a big help to you guys since they've come over.
Indeed. And you know, when I went out for, I want to say, 2 weeks, they stepped right in. Both have been, you know what I'm saying, starters in this league. DeMonte would play for the Bengals for, like, I want to say 12 years. Started all 12 and been a big help. Those guys are awesome. They filled their role tremendously. And, yeah, now that we're all healthy, we've been rolling. And it's been hard to deal with all four of us, I assume our opponents would say. So, it's a lot on our shoulders, but I think we had the right man for that job.
Talking to Michael Pierce of the Baltimore Ravens. Michael, the Titans offense, and obviously I'm not asking you to give away strategy, but if you slow down Derrick Henry, that limits their play-action offense, and that's sort of where Ryan Tannehill's at his best.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, once you eliminate the run, which is obviously easier said than done, that'll take away some of their pass game, theoretically. But we feel more than confident we have the guys that can cover almost anyone, honestly. So Marlon Humphrey, we got MP, Brandon Carr, who was a corner playing safety in some packages, is huge for us. So Jimmy Smith, the list goes on, not to mention Earl and Chuck. So between our front seven, we feel like if we can do our job, their job will be so much more easier, having to deal with that play action pass. But they also have some great receivers. The rookie Brown is tremendous, man.
AJ Brown. And yeah.
Cody Davis was a first round pick. So not to mention a tight end. So yeah, forgive me for rambling, but yeah, we feel like if we handle our job up front, they'll have a lighter day on their hands. So
Michael, you guys, I don't know what you guys thought in the offseason when Coach Harbaugh says they're going to revolutionize the offense, revolutionize the NFL with this offense. Mm-hmm. How soon did you realize this thing could be special, and do you guys sometimes get caught up watching what Lamar Jackson's doing on the football field?
Oh, man. Yeah, I would say we started out hot out the gate. No disrespect to Miami, but after that game, we knew that we had, obviously, you know, Hollywood had some explosive plays in that game. We knew that we'd be something to deal with, and then they just kept it rolling, man. And, you know, I would assume not playing them, but only in practice. Once you hit, like, mid-season, once they figure out this is the kind of things they're doing, most offenses tend to slow down when they throw out some new stuff. So to see them not only continue to do well, but continue to grow exponentially throughout the season is unprecedented, and it's amazing, man. And that's a credit to all those athletes they have. Obviously, in Lamar, we hope to be the new MVP of the league. But, yeah, man, no, it's amazing, man, to see what he does at practice. And, you know, it translates directly to the game and it even exceeds what we think. So, man, that dude continues to amaze. He's 23 years old. The sky's the limit for him and our offense.
What I'm amazed about, and we're talking with Michael Pierce of the Baltimore Ravens, is his leadership capabilities at his age. And I saw it during Indeed. Training camp. You see it much more than I do. Do you guys forget how young he is? Because he just seems like a born leader.
Right, yeah. It's something that really just comes naturally to him. I didn't really realize he came into the league at, what, 21?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just to see – the command of the offense, the command of how he controls everything and how Coach Harbaugh trusts him. And that's a big thing in this league, man. If you have the trust of your head coach, the offensive coordinators, that goes a long, long way for quarterback confidence. And to see the trust that Coach Harbs has in him, Coach Giro has in him, only, you know, furthers our confidence in him. So after what we've seen, we don't have any doubts that he can do whatever we need to do to get a win. So, he's galvanizing the troops in his own way. It may not be the conventional way, but it works for us, and that's all that really matters at the end of the day.
What's it like in practice, especially like in training camp, when Greg Roman's got this offense going and you got Pat Ricard and Nick Boyle coming at you blocking? And I've seen Nick Boyle did blocking at guys' hips and stuff. That offense, they're moving people.
Oh, indeed. We believe Nick Boyle to be the best blocking tight end in the league, man. That dude is strong. He's physical. That might be a better question for, like, our edge guys.
Yeah.
I don't have to really deal with Pat and Nick too much, but the film that we look at from games is they demoralize a lot of defensive ends and linebackers. Probably, I'll say, by the third quarter, they probably don't really want to take on those blocks anymore. So, obviously, Pat went to the Pro Bowl, and he may be all pro. I'm not sure, but no, those guys play a huge role, kind of like the nose guards and three techniques play in our defense. They play in our offense, and I'm glad they're getting some shine. So, no, they have a hard role, but they get it done, and they're producing at a great rate. So,
couple final things with you, Michael. First of all, you went to Samford. Not a lot of guys come to the NFL from Samford. I know the Steelers quarterback, Devlin Hodges, was a Samford guy, but how much pride do you take in the fact that you came from there and you got here?
I take a lot of pride in it. What most people don't realize, I think we have like six or seven guys in the league. Two of them went in the second round back-to-back years, that being Jaquaski Tart and James Bradberry. So a lot of people don't realize that. But so Me and Devlin, we took the hard route, the undrafted route, but it gives you that much pleasure knowing that you fought your way up, you become a starter, and you're a respectable guy in this league. So, the school is very proud of us, and we're proud to represent it, and we're going to continue to do well.
And lastly, a lot of credit to you. We'll go all the way back to training camp. I guess you probably didn't realize you had put on the weight you put on at the start of the season, and I know Coach wasn't happy with you, but to come from there to where you are now, playing at such a high level, and you got there basically by the start of the season, you deserve some credit there. And do you look back at that and say, oh, no, I'm not never doing that again?
Yeah. I tend to spend a lot of time powerlifting in the off season. Normally that ends when OTA ends.
Uh-huh.
And you can get a little heavy if you don't watch it, not dieting as well as I should have been. So normally that would curtail when the OTA start. But seeing that I didn't go, it got a little bad. But I'm very thankful for not only Coach Harbaugh having trusted me, my teammates having trusted me to get back to where I normally am. And I would like to shout out Tony Ponton, who was an amazing trainer, who helped me run an unprecedented amount. But at the end of the day, it was very needed. And I'm appreciative for those guys sticking by me and continue to give me a chance to prove I am one of the best nose guards in the league. So all those guys I'm very thankful for. And definitely I have had a change in heart and a change of lifestyle for the better. So.
Michael Pierce, appreciate your time, sir. Good luck this Saturday night. And hopefully, I suspect this won't be the last game. I know you can't comment on that. But as you guys try to get to Miami at the end of the season, I know that's the goal. But appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Michael Pierce, defensive tackle for your Baltimore Ravens.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.